The Senate vote we referred to earlier in support of spending on Iraq was 98-1. Every single Democrat supported the measure. We're joined by Senator Richard Durbin of Illinois. He's the number two leader of Democrats in the Senate. Senator Durbin, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
With Iraq such a contentious issue for Democrats, no Democrat voted against this bill today. Why is that?
I was one of 23 who voted against the authorization of force back in 2002. I had serious misgivings about the decision of this administration to go forward, and still do. But it comes down to this. We have to decide whether or not we will provide the funds necessary to support the men and women in uniform. If it were my son or daughter over there serving, I want them to have all that they need, the equipment, the training, whatever is necessary to complete their mission and come home safely. So as we debate the policy, we're not going to do it at the expense of the troops.
Senator, there is a front-page story in the Los Angeles Times today saying that Republicans have concluded that Iraq, for all the troubles of Iraq, that Iraq politically is going to be a good issue for them this year, this election year, because Democrats are so divided on it. What's your reaction to that?
I think that the Republicans understand that when they made the decision to support the president to move forward with the invasion of Iraq, they really put us in an impossible position. It's as if this president has driven a bus into a cul-de-sac and now challenges the world to turn it around. It's not easy. There aren't any easy answers to it. And so Democrats come to it with different perspectives. But I find one thing in common. We believe that this administration wasn't prepared when they invaded. They didn't understand what they were going to face. They completely misunderstood the nature of the threat in Iraq. They didn't know what to do with the Iraqi army. We stumbled and fumbled around for literally years trying to develop some strategy to build a government in that country. And now it's not certain that there's any end in sight. What we need, and we believe needs to be done, is to come up with a clear plan that will bring us home from Iraq with a victory. This administration, unfortunately, has not come forward with that plan.
Senator Kerry offered a plan this week, set a date for withdrawal, a date by the end of this year for withdrawal of U.S. troops. I heard on National Public Radio this morning that Democrats are running away from that.
There will be some Democrats supporting it, but there will be an alternative as well, which we're working on even as we do this interview. Here's what I think most of us agree, and I think many Americans agree with. When the president makes a statement that we're going to stay with the Iraqis, the enemy shouldn't count on us leaving, that we're going to be there with this government, that is a strong statement, and perhaps the right statement that our enemy should hear. But it may be the wrong statement for the Iraqis to hear. If they believe that 130,000 troops from the best armed forces in the world are going to stay indefinitely, risking their lives to bring security to their nation, I'm afraid the Iraqis won't stand up to their own responsibility. If they want to truly be a nation and move into the future together as a united nation, they have to stand and defend their own. We have given them 2,500 American lives. We spent more than $300 billion. We continue to stand by them and help. But at some point, they have to understand from this administration, it will end. American troops will come home. They will shoulder the responsibility themselves.
You're saying we should send a message to Iraq. We're thinking of leaving sooner than you might want, and that's going to be an incentive for them to get ready.
Yes, I believe that. Because for more than 3 years, this administration has been telling us they're training policemen and soldiers to take over this responsibility, and yet there hasn't been a single Iraqi soldier who's replaced an American soldier yet. When will the day come that the Iraqis believe that it's worth shedding their blood and risking their lives for their own country so that American soldiers can come home? When the president says, we don't want to set a deadline, it seems like that day might never come.
But I don't see Democrats united at all on the idea of a deadline. Senator Clinton of New York was booed 2 days ago by Democratic activists when she said she didn't want to set a date.
We're debating what is the right time, what is the right time frame. I don't support a precipitous withdrawal, but I want our troops to come home. Senator Kerry and Feingold and Boxer may offer an alternative of 6 months. That may be too soon. We're going to try to find another scenario, another approach, that at least makes it clear to the Iraqis we are not staying there indefinitely, and we're going to start redeploying, withdrawing our troops this year.
Senator Richard Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois. Senator, thank you.
Thank you.